Chris, thank you for joining me on the show. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So Chris, I suppose to start off, the CEO is now open and there's lots to think about for students and their families. And it's something that you feel quite strongly about is transferable skills. Why is that so important to you and to students and families, I suppose, as they look to the CEO now?
Yeah, look, I suppose it is. It's a very important time, potentially a very stressful time for our students. But for us, we'd be saying that when you're considering a course you're going to do, think not only is the course going to give you knowledge in a particular discipline, but also does it give you skills in a particular area? And our focus is particularly on transferable skills. And these skills are seen as the type of skills that are necessary to solve the kind of increasingly complex problems that we all see happening in the world around us. But crucially, and I suppose the clue is in the term transferable, crucially, these are skills that transfer from one context to another, from one employment to another. So they're not just the job-specific skills that you do, they're the kind of skills that you can take. And they're often seen as kind of human skills. So we're talking about things like collaboration and communication, creativity, critical thinking, problem-solving, digital skills, and crucially, the last one that we focus on, because we focus on seven of them, is about sustainability. So that's why we think it's really important to consider when students are coming to college that you're not just here to come and sit in classes and to absorb information. You're coming here to, you know, to build your skills, and you can build those skills in a whole variety of areas. You can, you know, build skills from, yes, going to your courses, but you can also do it from your work experience, from a placement overseas, from being involved in a club or society, from volunteering, or from your part-time job. So there's all these kind of domains where people can develop their skills. And when you're thinking about it, and students are thinking about applying for CAO, just think about the rounded experience the college is going to give you. Yes, the course choice is important, but also think about how you're going to develop and gain your skills across those five different areas.
Talk us through the transferable skills unit at the University of Limerick and the work that you do there.
Yeah, so we were set up just in March 2024, so we're reasonably new. And it's because our faculty, the Faculty of Arts, Humanities and Social Science, recognised, I suppose, globally that there was an increasing emphasis on transferable skills. And we know that emphasis comes from international organisations like the World Economic Forum, and they produce a Future of Jobs report every year. And I can come back to that in a little while. But they make it very clear that the types of transferable skills we're talking about are seen as particularly essential in the changing world that we're going into. So our unit is set up to do a number of things. I suppose the first thing is we try to facilitate students to capture and gather their skills. So we know students have these skills, they're developing them all the time, but it's a bit, you know, it's kind of like a forgotten relation. They're not always remembered. So we kind of say to students, it's a bit like, you know, you drop €5 on the ground and would you pick it up or would you leave it there? Of course, you pick it up. So why would you not pick up these skills and gather them into a portfolio so that you can then share and show those skills off to somebody else? At the same time, then, as the students focus side of things, we're also working with colleagues teaching their modules and trying to encourage them to ensure that the transferable skills content is either explicitly stated in the module or else that they include it. And we'll be looking in the work we're going to do next year to try to build in specific assessments so that modules can give people the capacity to not only develop those skills, but to recognize those skills. But the crucial thing, I suppose, we're saying is our mantra is kind of recognize, record, reward, both for staff and for students. Recognize the skills, record them using an electronic portfolio, and then gain reward for those skills. And the reward is in the form of being able to earn digital badges. And not only digital badges, but also the award would appear on the student transcript. So we think this is very significant that you don't just graduate with your degree award, you graduate with your degree plus a badge that says you have that skill, plus an insertion on your transcript. And then also you have a portfolio of evidence behind it. So you're not just saying, hey, I'm a great problem solver. You can actually prove it and you can provide evidence of it. So that's the main focus of our work. And I suppose a lot of it is also about collaboration with other people and other entities in the universities. And we'd work particularly closely with Student Life, the Undergrad Student Union, with the Postgraduate Student Union, with the President's Volunteer Award in the university that facilitates students to engage in volunteering. So that's in a nutshell the main work we do.
Fantastic. It sounds great. In terms of transferable skills, how do they increase employability for people, I suppose even for students maybe that are starting out?
Yeah, well, I suppose we know from direct feedback from employers that they emphasise transferable skills. So this Recognise Record Reward campaign that I mentioned, which then leads us to our degree boost that I've just described there, how students can boost their degree. We launched this a few weeks back and we had speakers from Verizon, which, as you may know, is a big American multinational company located in Limerick and in Dublin. They were presenting at that because they are increasingly emphasising the importance of transferable skills. So we know directly from employers that they are increasingly prioritising these. In fact, I met with a communications company in Limerick last week, and one of the comments from the director of the company was that they want to see how a student has gone a little bit extra and that they can quantify and qualify and show how they've gone that bit of extra. So if two students are coming out with the same degree award and one of them shows that they've paid an attention to their development of skills and the other one hasn't, well, then that stands out to employers. But then even beyond that, like I mentioned that World Economic Forum Future of Jobs report. So that just came out in 2025. And if you look at the top 10 skills that that talks about, top of the list is analytical thinking. The second one is resilience, flexibility and agility, and then goes into leadership. And then number four is creative thinking. Number seven is empathy and active listening. Number eight, curiosity and lifelong learning. So we can see in the core skills, and this is based on a survey globally of employers, I think over 1,000 employers, and they're saying these are the skills, the core skills for their workforce in 2025. And then if you look at other sources like LinkedIn, they're demonstrating that members on LinkedIn, the social media platform that focuses a lot, I suppose, on professional development, the ways that people are changing their skill profile is in the area of these human skills. So they're adding things like problem solving, adding things like communication, adding a lot of these transferable skills. So I suppose that's, if we ever wanted evidence, I think those are just indicators of the types of evidence that's out there about the increasing emphasis and the importance of these transferable skills.
Absolutely, it certainly is. And Chris, as we look to the future maybe, and as a technology and the likes of AI continue to play an even bigger role when it comes to businesses, will we see more of the typical maybe core skills that we're familiar with now? Will they kind of change maybe as we look to the future a little bit, do you think?
Yeah, do you know what? I think probably the opposite in some ways. So obviously, Ian, just come back to that World Economic Forum report, they do say technological literacy is number six on the list of 26 skills that they talk about. So, you know, everybody needs to have increasing levels of technological literacy. But the type of human skills, these types of transferable skills, are ones that can't be replaced easily by AI. They can't be replaced by some kind of a digital solution. And in fact, if anything, skills like critical thinking and creativity are all the more important in a world where somebody can potentially turn to an AI tool to say, give me an idea on how to do X, Y, or Z. And then if you keep on doing that, then you lose your ability to think for yourself and you lose your ability to be creative. So in many ways, these kind of core 21st century transferable skills, as they're, you know, sometimes called, they're of increasing importance. And I suppose that's why we're placing such an emphasis on them. That, yeah, AI has a role and it certainly can be used, but you have to approach it with a critical mind. It can help you in communication, yes, but it shouldn't undermine the development of your own communication or your own creative skills. And even if you look at, you know, things like sustainability, you know, people have to be able to engage critically, and that is such a fundamental issue facing the generation that's now making their CEO choices, you know, over the next few months. So we would say that these skills are increasingly important, I think, to develop. And I think employers are also saying that back to us.
That's great to hear. And I think it's important as well, because we hear so much about AI, I suppose, and the fears that people have that it might replace them in their own jobs. But it's important, obviously, and that research backs it up, that you do need people behind the technology as well, don't you, Chris, I suppose, and those skills that can't be replaced by the likes of technology. That's important to know and to highlight.
Absolutely. And I suppose, like, so as you know, I come from a faculty of arts, humanities and social science, where, and we get feedback, I suppose, from many of our students coming back, is that many of the skills that they develop in the kind of programs, and we have a new undergraduate program that's starting a Bachelor of Arts Professional Pathways, and that specifically has a component of transferable skills built into it, because we want to ensure that graduates go out with the ability to operate and survive and thrive in a digital world, an AI dominated world maybe, but that they bring these core human abilities into whatever role they play. And I suppose the message is that, you know, when you develop these skills, and we don't shy away from calling them skills, because they're not just things that develop by accident, that people have to work on them to some extent. They have to recognize and take the opportunities that are there to allow them to develop those skills. but knowing that when they develop them, that, you know, they're going to stand to them in good stead at a later stage.
Certainly. And I suppose it's worth mentioning as well, when we're talking about these type of skills, it's kind of analytical thinking, resilience, creative thinking, flexibility. It's those kind of things that we're talking about as well, isn't it? And as you say, it's important that people have them, because they are important when you're trying to, I suppose, make your career and make a success out of it, but potentially if you want to change careers later down the line as well, because there's something that you can always, I suppose, add to and continue to progress and to grow, Chris.
That's it. You know, this is why, again, why they're called transferable, because people can move with them. You know, that they're the kind of skills that are needed in, you know, whatever job you go into, you know. So we're looking at this obviously from an arts, humanities and social science perspective, but if you're an engineer, and this is, I suppose, a broader piece of advice for any students who are making their choices, you are going to need to develop these skills, whether you're a nurse, whether you're an engineer, whether you're going to be a plumber, whether you're going to be a carpenter. In many ways, you need skills like communication, you need skills like collaboration and teamwork. You need a customer service orientation. You need to be able to solve problems. And the more effort and the more attention people pay to the actual development of these skills, you know, you're not just talking about sitting down doing an online course on these. A lot of this is coming from reflection, and a lot of this is coming from engagement with different people to interrogate your skill level and to enhance the skill level. So no matter what choices people are making, I know we're talking about the CEO context now, no matter what courses they're doing, all students, all of this current generation are going to have to begin to focus on how to develop these skills.
They certainly will. And just before we finish up, Chris, if anyone wants to find out a little bit more about the Transferable Skills Unit at the University of Limerick, how can they do so?
Yeah, so they can certainly look at our website, so ul.ie/TSU, or they can email us, email me or email any of us at transferableskills@ul.ie.
Fantastic. Well, Chris, it's been very interesting and great to hear, I suppose, about the benefits of having all those skills and how they can help you into the future. But thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this evening.
I'm delighted. Thanks, Amber.